Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 73, Body Language, The Body Never Lies. Hi, I'm Pat Iyer, and in this edition, I'll be talking about body language and how that impacts you as a legal nurse consultant when communicating with attorneys. In the previous podcast, LNP 72, Carol Little referred to body language. Speakers drive home their message, captivate audiences, and tell stories with body language. It's also an essential component of negotiations. Attorneys are usually very good negotiators, and they employ their skills when working with legal nurse consultants. This podcast shares some tips about body language during negotiations. I learned a lot about this topic from being a ghostwriter for a book on body language called Body Language Secrets to Win More Negotiations, which I ghostwrote with Greg Williams. Words communicate between 25 to 35% of the sentiments conveyed by negotiators. The rest of their positions are communicated with body language. Therefore, more of a negotiator's perspective is displayed in the way he uses his body when stating his position. As an example, you might watch a negotiator state he lends his full support to a position. You note him leaning back, covering his mouth with his hand, closing one or both eyes, and making his pronouncement in a stilted manner. If he displays these nonverbal gestures, you would question his sincerity. The body never lies, but people will commit to actions that attempt to hide the truth when they lie. The body will display signals that highlight the fact that he is covering a lie. You will become a better negotiator by becoming knowledgeable about the signals a body displays when a negotiator, witness, or expert is lying. Of course, you would always tell the truth, and you assume others will be truthful. Yet we know as legal nurse consultants that witnesses and experts are tempted to fabricate information. They may not be aware that their body language conveys their thoughts. That's not a revelation. What may come as a revelation is the fact that you can assist in how you're perceived through your body language by controlling the signals you emit. First, consider the image you wish to project and the role that your body language will play. Then determine how you will cast the role which you'll play during a negotiation. In doing so, try implementing the following suggestions. First, set the stage. Assess what the proper body language should be for the situation in which you'll be negotiating. Be sure to dress, speak, and display the appropriate mannerisms for that environment. If the negotiation is held in your environment, be sure it reflects the theme you'll be projecting. That is to say, if you're trying to project the image of someone who lacks financial substance, don't negotiate while wearing an expensive outfit. Attire yourself in a more modest way. Point two, stay on message. Determine what your most important position will be. During the negotiation, if you wish to be perceived as being very focused, stay on point and align your body language to highlight that position. Regardless of the rebuttals you receive from the other negotiator, drive the focus of the negotiation back to your main point. Use body language, both verbal and nonverbal communications, to assist in this effort. State your position and don't move far from it unless the other negotiator makes sufficient concessions. Keep your gestures and facial expressions tightly controlled. Don't let your guard down. Point three, during the negotiation, apply the appropriate body language signals using your face, your hands, your feet, and other body language expressions. Stern facial expressions coupled with steepled hands, as in creating a church steeple, will add to your power when you're conveying your belief in the validity of your position. Steepled hands may also subliminally cast you as an authority. Use softer gestures, smiling with your hands open, to express the signal that you might be open to modifying a segment of your position. The more consistent you are about synchronizing your body language with your negotiation position, the more your position will be perceived as being important. The other negotiator will perceive this as a conscious and subliminal level. If done appropriately, you'll be in a better position from which to negotiate. Watch for micro expressions. These are fleeting reactions that may display admiration, surprise, shock, or anger. Do you accurately detect negativity in the other person? Do you know how to do so by using micro expressions? Such emotions have a direct influence on the negotiation. Smart negotiators know how to manipulate a negotiation by utilizing different emotions. In order to protect yourself from such ploys, you need to know the micro expressions of genuine negativity. The negativity may be driven by disgust, impatience, boredom, or dislike. Collectively, this can be characterized as negativity in the negotiation process. What does disgust look like in a negotiation? Negativity can be seen in the body language of the other negotiator through the use of sighing, constantly looking away from the person speaking, checking the time, and fiddling with objects. Disgust in the form of negativity can also be displayed by the use of strong hand gestures, pounding the table, stabbing or poking the air with a fork, and so on. What should you observe to detect real disgust in the form of negativity in a negotiation? To detect the genuineness of disgust, examine the other negotiator's face for a wrinkling in his nose and a raising of his upper lip. This micro expression will only last for 1/25 of a second to 1 second. Thus, while the emotion will be fleeting, you will glimpse the sincerity of the other negotiator's emotional state if you capture the signal. Once you've seen negativity, how do you combat it during a negotiation? Regardless of whether the display of negativity is genuine, if it emerges at a critical part of the negotiation, weigh the options of discussing your perception to seek validation of the emotion. I sense you're negative about my proposal. Is that correct? If such displays are made during non-critical points in the negotiation, consider ignoring them. Only speak about them if you wish to convey that you're aware something's askew. Be careful not to fall prey to a position that's not beneficial to your negotiation efforts. How do you alter false negativity displayed during a negotiation? Depending upon the person with whom you're negotiating and her demeanor, you may consider ignoring the micro expressions she displays. In some cases, like a child, the more you inquire as to what's wrong with the person with whom you're negotiating, as displayed by her behavior, the more you'll be drawn into her control. Observe micro expressions to be better equipped to defend against emotions displayed during a negotiation. Once you become adept at identifying genuine emotions versus those that are presented for the purpose of diversion, you'll compete at a higher level and be more successful when negotiating. I have a negotiating value pack. Attorneys are sharp negotiators. You are at a disadvantage in your negotiations with them unless you know how to negotiate. I put these resources together for you in the negotiating value pack to give you every advantage. What's in it? Get 3 on-demand online trainings to ramp up your negotiation skills so that you will come out on top in your negotiations with attorneys. In these three trainings, I collaborated with Greg Williams, an expert in negotiation and body language. Greg teaches executives, small business owners, and managers to employ these techniques. Learn them to help you in your LNC business. The negotiation value pack has three components, each valued at $47. The first is negotiate your way to success. Are you an effective negotiator? Are you pleased with the outcome when you walk away from a negotiating session? Greg Williams is the master negotiator and brings years of expertise and helpful hints to help you gain more of what you need and want. In the second online training, called Negotiating Successfully to Collect Your Cash, Tips for Business Professionals, I ask you, does this happen to you? Clients request services for which they cannot pay. You provide the services and then struggle to obtain payment. Your cash flow is strangled by slow payers. Your relationship with clients is poisoned by payment issues. Greg and I team up to share negotiation expertise with you. In this training, you'll learn how to use bonding methods to make it easier for clients to communicate financial hardship, use proven strategies to avoid collection issues, recognize common excuses for delays in payment of invoices, use successful negotiating strategies to collect your money. The last program is called Superpower Your Ability to Negotiate, How to Read Body Language. You really can master reading invisible messages in order to read the other person's mind. Greg Williams will help you accurately assess the other person's plan by first considering the image you wish to project and then the role your body language will play. In this one-hour training, you will learn how to gain an advantage in negotiations by being able to read body language. You'll avoid pitfalls of misinterpreting body language. You'll use questions to improve your negotiating position and develop a mindset that improves your power. I sell these three products individually for a total of $141. You will receive the programs, which are audio files and video files, at a discounted price of $107. Use the code LISTENED in the coupon box at checkout to get another 20% off of that price. You may order this online training for instant access at http://lnc.tips/nvp. That's http://lnc.tips/nvp. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.